Well, that's Yud Beit Amud Aleph, top line. We're in a sugya that's really Mishnayot in Sanhedrin, and it's a sugya in Sanhedrin on Drisha V'Chatira, on how when we check out the aid, and we're dealing with a capital case over here, a murder case. Let's just back up from yesterday to examine what a bias shita was. We have a machloket, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, very similar to our Mishnah, that's why we're bringing it down. And tomorrow we'll bring back in our Mishnah. But today it's strictly a sugya in Sanhedrin. On when you check out Eidim, if Rebbe Meir holds, if one Eid said we saw him kill in the second hour, and the second Eid said we saw him in the third hour, that's fine. Because people make that kind of mistake. Anything more than that, the Eidus is bottle, and we ignore their testimony. But the Yehuda holds no. People make a bigger mistake. It's from the, one says the second hour, and one says the fourth hour. Is that right? Let me see. But the Yehuda says the Eidus is Kayemetz. But if someone said the second or the fifth, 3 hours different, or at least in that way, we don't, we bottle their Eidus. Now, Abaya would minimize their machloket. He said, according to Rebbe Meir, the case is really either they don't make a mistake at all or they make a mistake in a little bit. The one who said the second hour and the one who said the third hour, they're really saying the same thing. The one who said the second hour really meant the end of the second hour. The one who said the third hour was really the beginning of the third hour. And the mistake isn't so great, according to Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Yehuda, that says between the second and the fourth, is, you know, we believe the guy, or the third and the fifth. It's only 1 hour and a little bit difference between them. We're minimizing it. The guy who said the second hour really meant the end of the second hour. The one who said the fourth hour meant the beginning of the fourth hour, which leaves just about 1 hour and a little bit. Now, that's Shita Zabaya, that even though, but still with Rebbe Meir, even though one said the second hour, and one said the third hour, we only give them the benefit of a little bit. That they only made a little bit of a mistake. People don't make mistake on time. A little bit don't make. So we say that the one who said the second hour is the end of the second hour. The one who said the third hour is the beginning of the third hour. Hazel Rav Huna v'rei de Rav Yehuda, Amar l'Shamayit v'kamei de Rava. Rav Huna, the son of Rebbe Yehuda, went and said what Abaya said in front of Rava. Rava couldn't understand this. What? He says, if we were to examine these witnesses, the one who said the third hour is really not the end of the third hour, but really he's really the beginning of the third hour. And the one who said the fifth hour is Bisof Chamesh. Now, according to Abaya, he would say in this case, the one who said that they just examine him. You don't examine any more than saying, what hour did you hear it in? And one says it's the third hour, and one says it's the fifth hour. According to Rebbe Yehuda, that's fine. There's a bias, holds people make a mistake of just about 1 hour. So now we have the situation, maybe it really was, if we're going to examine them more, which we don't have to, we'll find out that when the one said the third hour, he didn't mean the end of the third hour. He meant the beginning of the third hour. And the one who said the fifth hour didn't mean the beginning of the fifth hour. He meant the end of the fifth hour. According to you, Abaya, v'havi edus mecheshet, for sure they're not good edim, because it's just too wide of a time scale. V'lo katlinan, and we won't kill them. V'anan nikum v'nikto, misfeka. But according to you, if he said the third and we said the fifth, we assume that it's the end of the third and it's not the fifth, but really it's a suffix, because maybe it's the beginning of the third to the end of the fifth. And according to you, you'd kill them. Kill them. V'rachman amar, and the Torah says, v'shaftu ha'eda v'yatzilu ha'eda. The Torah brings down a pasuk where you have to do everything for the to protect that you don't kill the Eidim, if they're false Eidim.
To kill the
Eidim, to kill the person that the Eidim are testifying about. Thank you. So, according to Abaya that minimized it, it could really be the situation is that it wasn't, shouldn't have been minimized. And now we're going to believe these witnesses, because Abaya says, according to everybody, you only make a mistake of 1 hour and something. And yet, we see that there's a mistake of almost 3 hours going on over here. And since we don't investigate any more than just asking, what hour did you see it? We're going to kill the person based on witnesses that are suffix. Kashon Abaya. Elomir Rava, therefore Rava goes away from Abaya. And he says, L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Adam Toah Shtei Sha'ot Chasam Asho. You don't minimize it, because there's a suffix if you're going to minimize it, and you're going to kill someone on the suffix. When someone says the second hour, and the other one says the third hour, there's a possibility of an hour mistake. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toah Shlosh Sha'ot. And a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours, Chasam Masho. How do we see it? Adam, since a person now makes a mistake of 2 hours, chosim ashu minus a little bit, maisa, the maisa of the murder, kihavi or betchilat shtayim or besof shlosh, it was either the beginning of the second hour or the sof of the third. Chad minayu kitayi beit shor chosim ashu. So the one that said the second or the one that said the third, one of them made a mistake of up to 2 hours minus a little bit. For example, let's say the murder really did happen in the beginning of the second hour. So the guy who said the third hour, we give him enough time to assume that's even at the end of the third hour. So it happened in the beginning of the second hour, that's 1 hour, up through the third hour, till the end of the third hour, which is 2 hours minus a little bit. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toah Shloshaot Chasamashu. Much wider. We give all the sfeikot to Oviah, and we still accept their testimony. A person can make a mistake up to 3 hours in the day. People weren't that accurate with time that we give leeway to the witnesses when we do what's called drisha v'chakira, when we check into them. And one of them we're going to see in the Gemara is, what time did you see it? That people make a mistake up to 3 hours. Therefore, we could say a case like this. The maise kihavi or betchilat shlosh was either in the beginning of the third hour or betzof kamish. Chamesh. We have one witness at the third hour, one at the fifth hour. So we could assume it's at either extreme. Fechad minayu kitoy, and one of them made a mistake. Shloshot chasamashu, and we accept their testimony. And that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So we have a machloket now, Abaya v'Rava. Let's just deal with Rabbi Yehuda's case. So the one witness said it was in the third hour, and one witness said it was in the fifth hour. Abaya holds that the only time that we will accept their testimony, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if they made a mistake of 1 hour and something. And therefore, the case has to be that the murder was in the fourth hour. And each one made a mistake, possibility of a mistake of an hour. Rava asks a question on him. Oh, you see that there's suffix times. Maybe it was on the extreme. And therefore, Rava says, no, we look at the maximum case over here. According to Rava and Rabbi Yehuda, now a person can make a mistake up to 3 hours. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, one says the third, and one says the fifth. We believe him. So we assume the extreme, that maybe it happened at the end of the fifth, and the one that said the third hour said the beginning of the third. There's no suffix over here, because we assume people can make a mistake. There's a lot of Torah going on what exactly the machloket, Rav and Abaya, is over here. The Rebbeinu David brings down that there's chazakas over here. People have a cheskut kashrus on their edus, that their words are not contradicting the other ones. Okay, if I hold that, we set them up in the minimal that one person's words shouldn't contradict the other ones to the maximum extent, meaning we make it the most minimal time. And Rova holds over here that even though there's a chazaka, Rova the Olam he holds makes a mistake over here. So again, this is already going into one of these, if someone wants to go into Eon over here, back and forth between the Chesked Kashrut of the Edom and the Vov of the Olam, and that's basically where the Machloket is being found. Rashi. L'shamaita, they said what Abaya said in front of Rava. The Omer of Rava, Rava said on that, he was a wonderment on Abaya that he could learn the case in such a minimal way where the possibility of a suffix can be there and we're going to kill on a suffix. To he Esha Loma Shein told him Tarot Eila Mashu? Is it possible that we could only make the mistake on a Mashu of Rebbe Meir or Vishal Mashu of Rebbe Yehuda? In Cain, Hechata Mitzvah Eidusam, how could you combine them? Mi Omer Elacha Shezea Makti Nitkavi L'Sof Sha'ah. The one who said the earlier time, the second hour, or the third hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was mitkavi, the sof of the shah, the end of the third hour. Umiacha, and the one who said the later time, the fifth hour, Mitkavin the Tchila Shah, made it the early hour, Kitei Likrovon Zeitel, that to bring them close together. Or let's start if they do some. Shalotia Bineim Eile Shi'ir Ta'ot.